PAC spends $200,000 in North Carolina special election to back GOP's Dan Bishop. By Michael Patrick Leahy on August 29, 2019. The Committee to Defend the President announced on Tuesday that it will be spending more than $200,000 in advertising over the next 2 weeks to support Republican candidate Dan Bishop in the September 10 special election in North Carolina's 9th Congressional District. The pro-Trump super PAC said that $150,000 will be spent on television advertising in the district. $40,000 will be spent on a strategic digital advertising program, and $12,500 on a grassroots, door-to-door get-out-the-vote program, goal of which is to knock on 6,000 doors. The television spending will be used for one advertisement, titled Don't Be Fooled, which contrasts Bishop's North Carolina conservative authenticity with the claims of Democrat candidate Dan McCready. Don't be fooled, North Carolina, the narrator of the ad begins. Dan McCready claims to represent us, but he's being bankrolled by out-of-state liberal elites, including Nancy Pelosi and her allies. Even socialist Ilhan Omar, the narrator continues. And in Washington, McCready will represent them, not us. But constitutional conservative Dan Bishop will defend our values and support President Trump. So remember, there's two Dons in this race. But only Dan Bishop will put North Carolina first. You can watch the ad here. A second ad, Accomplish the Impossible, will appear exclusively on social media platforms. You can watch that ad here. The goal of our committee is to defend the president wherever the Democrats raise their head. And certainly supporting his allies in their election to Congress is one of our top priorities. Ted Harvey, chairman of the Committee to Defend the President, told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview on Thursday. The radical left wing that controls the Democrat Party is stopping any portion of the Trump agenda from getting through Congress. Our committee is focused on mobilizing grassroots Trump supporters across the country. And on September 10, in North Carolina's 9th Congressional District special election, which is a bellwether for the 2020 election season, Harvey added. Because this is a special election, turnout will be critical. That's what we're focusing on. And because Democrat Dan McCready is part of the sanctuary trifecta, we are especially focused on defeating him and supporting Republican Dan Bishop. Ensuring the passage of President Trump's border security policies through Congress will obviously require a Republican majority. And Dan Bishop's victory in this special election will begin the process of achieving that, Harvey concluded.